My heroes. The best educational thinkers rarely work in schools. Jane Goodall, Daniel Goleman, George Lucas, Sir Ken Robinson are revered by teachers, but they don't teach kids. The formula is, get famous outside the field, then be an educator. From most appearances, you can hardly do your best work these days inside of a school. Last year's Teacher of the Year award went to Anne Marie Corgill. After winning the award, here is what she did. She quit teaching. It's all paperwork, she said. United States National Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto famously did that same thing years earlier and spent the rest of his days in an effort to promote healthier communities that he could find in any school he knew of. I read widely and hungrily as a part of my efforts to advance education. I've traveled the globe for 4 decades studying the world's greatest and most inspirational schools, educators, and educational movements and shakers. Montessori, Waldorf, Reggio Emilio, free and democratic schooling, classical education, one-room schoolhouses in Montana, the massive Peking University, or Texas A&M. I support all these great movements and traditions which have supplied me with heroes, wisdom, and mentors. But the noble teachers I find are real people, teaching the young. In education, the real heroes go unrecognized. People are leaving the field or not entering it. Where are the John Deweys or Maria Montessoris or Paulo Freires? I worry these people would be considered madmen today. Actually, Rudolf Steiner was a bit of a madman. At any rate, I don't find the smart money going into the trenches with teachers and students. Instead, I find people hawking their edu brands. Who and where are the greats? Sal Khan, arguably. He got famous for teaching his own nephews and nieces. Now that he's famous, he focuses expressly on digital online education. Carol Dweck, author of Mindsets, is huge, but she writes books and does not teach. Of course, Sting and Frank McCord were English teachers, and both quit the field when they had hits. Thich Nhat Hanh, the revered Vietnamese Zen Buddhist monk and real teacher, is now 92 and nearing his end. And Deb Meyer, a major leader in the small schools movement, has been retired from schools for quite a long time. I think Jeffrey Canada of the Harlem Children's Zone ought to get hero status. Look him up. Inside my field, I find many grower teachers to be lifelong heroes to our students. None of them teach to the masses. They teach individuals. The research on great teaching today comes in the form of cold prescriptions, systems, and metrics, not role models. It does not come from school sites or interactions or observations. It comes from graduate students and professors with a pipeline to Gates Foundation or think tank money, and the work is recycled and rebranded. It's the same old stuff, now called grit, or data-driven learning, or Common Core. If you look up great baseball players, every one of them went out on the field and hit or pitched. I looked up Edutopia's list of big thinkers on education, and none of them were teachers. They are financiers, professors, technologists, entertainment people, and media specialists. National Public Radio's 50 Great Teachers project included relatively few actual teachers in actual schools. As they note, a lot of people who show up on lists of great teachers, when you look carefully, aren't really known for their teaching. John Dewey, for example, is remembered more as a philosopher and reformer than an actual teacher. Great teacher Maya Angelou's writings can certainly teach us a lot, and she was a professor at Wake Forest. But she was essentially a poet, author, and civil rights leader. Einstein? Okay, sure, he taught, but only after his theories had made him famous. So Princeton gave him a professorship. In fact, when he was a young man, he sought a teaching job, but failed to find one. To be clear and fair, historically, I have not even read primarily in my own field. I've built my own vision of great education by reading widely in the fields that surround it. Psychology, leadership and organizational development, adventure, anthropology, fiction, architecture, philosophy, religion, history, and parenting books line as many of my shelves as the many education books I own. But I am a teacher. I estimate I've spent around 30,000 hours directly with teens and preteens, in addition to a great many of their parents and other teachers. True confessions, my only current teaching assignment is Surf PE, though I have well over 35 years of direct classroom experience. I actually have written two books that deal primarily with my search for great teachers, real teachers, and fearless teaching. When I want teachers, I often don't mind what field they're in. Last year on that search, I spent a couple weeks studying with an oil painting teacher and a couple more with a yogi. I did not pick them because I want to learn oil painting or yoga. I was studying great teaching. I would study boat building or shoemaking if the teacher was great. And actually, I'd go to Isaac Langen's singing class any day because, man, have you seen that guy teach? Every time I leave there, I feel like I can sing. I don't even know how. Find someone who's a kid believer, who lives that life, someone who knows how diverse the paths of the young can be on their way to becoming great, and who provides an experience of great and deep listening. Make them your hero.